The Martha O'Brien Center is known throughout Nashville for its work with low-income residents. It's been around for more than a century and embedded in East Nashville's James Casey homes for decades. Casey is now being overhauled into mixed-income housing, and Martha O'Brien is about to move its charter school, Explore, into the complex. But its financing deal for the new school has received pushback. WPLN's Mara Benight and the Tennessean's Nate Rao co-reported a story digging into the details, and they're here to talk about that. Hi, Mara. Hi, Nate.
Hey.
Hello.
So, Mara, I'll start with you. Nashville's Public Housing Authority is financing the new charter school building inside Casey. So why is this partnership with the Martha O'Brien Center being questioned?
What is clear from our reporting is that the Housing Authority, or MDHA, picked Martha O'Brien as its partner for the charter school without a formal bidding process, even though East Nashville has several charter school operators. The bottom line is that the housing chief, Jim Harbison, has called this school deal the glue of this new development. He says that the key to breaking up concentrated poverty is high-quality educational options. And so fast forward to today, and MDHA is taking on an unprecedented level of risk by building a $28 million school for the Martha O'Brien Center, a deal with not much financial vetting of the organization itself.
Nate, what did you find when you dug into the Martha O'Brien Center's financial filings?
Well, the public tax documents that are available show that the organization has been operating in the red the last 2 years. So that's led to some major cuts. And those have been from community programs that were very popular with nearby residents. They cut the kitchen program that served as a job training program to ex-offenders. They also cut their early learning center, which served as a pre-K and daycare. But despite these shaky finances, the Martha O'Brien Center landed this major school deal at a time when other schools are clawing for resources and struggling to find buildings. There's also a financial advantage to running a charter school. You have built-in revenue stream from the local and state tax dollars that flow with each student.
Right, like for years, a nonprofit like Martha O'Brien or any nonprofit that serves low-income communities has kind of had to chase after grants. When you become a charter school and your funding is tied to students, you stop chasing grants and you start chasing students.
Well, Nate, in sifting through all this, what did you see that might cast doubt on the center's ability to pay off the debt for this school?
Alarm bells are already being rung here. The construction project was barely underway, and already the MDHA board had to extend an 11-month extension for Martha O'Brien to make the first of its three payments totaling $5 million. The Martha O'Brien Center's leadership said that this extension aligns the project with the construction schedule, which is more typical for how they would fundraise. But there are skeptics, including on the MDHA board, who were worried about needing this extension.
Yeah, I mean, specifically, Melvin Black, who is an MDHA board member, has been against this plan from the beginning. You know, he's said, we're in the business of building housing. We're not in the business of building schools. Why open ourselves up to this risk? So it has not been a unanimous decision.
Well, now, there are already two elementary schools in the area, Warner and Kip Kirkpatrick. Mara, you spent a lot of time in the James Casey homes in your reporting over the past couple of years. What's the community saying about having another elementary school?
You know, some residents you speak with say this is exactly the right thing for the neighborhood. They want more educational options. But many more are skeptical at exactly what it means to have two charter schools just yards away from each other. Two schools that are already feeling like they reflect the divisions in this neighborhood. You know, Kip Kirkpatrick is a struggling school. It's in an old building, boarded up windows, mostly minority student body. And meanwhile, Explore is only 39% economically disadvantaged. And so residents kind of see this as an example of the divisions in the neighborhood, and they worry that those numbers could become even more polarized as the complex shifts to mixed income. And not just the residents, but at-large councilman John Cooper echoes these concerns. He told us in the story that he really worries about what a new school like this signals to longtime residents in Casey. You know, building a brand new school next to a decrepit old one sends a very distinct message, which in his words, a quote he said was, is it just an amenity for gentrification?
So no one really knows what impact the arrival of this school will have. And there are definitely educators who feel like the neighborhood will have far more seats than students over the next 10 years.
Well, thank you, Nate. Thank you, Mariba.
Thank you.
Nate Rao is a reporter for the Tennessean, and Mara Benight is the growth and development reporter for WPLN. You can find their co-reported story on the Martha O'Brien Center at WPLN.org and at Tennessean.com.